This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
Better. Wrong?
I'd like to talk to you before you go to bed.
Oh, no more lectures. I beg.
There'd be no point anymore.
What? What do you mean?
See? You're gambling debt.
Surely not. Not all those.
Each one bears your signature.
Now, look. It's none of your business.
They came addressed to me.
I shall do as I please. It's my own money.
No, Mother. Mine. You exhausted all yours a long time ago.
But we're one of the richest families in Austria. If I
were, Mother. Not any longer.
Where has everything...
Confiscated by the Prussians. Oh, will you never understand?
When...
Darling, in 1866. 10 years ago.
Oh, after Sadoa.
That's right. You can remember, you see, when you try.
Oh, poor Francis. A fine, brave soldier.
Darling, you've had a lot to drink. Come, I'll help you to bed. We can talk later.
They blew him to pieces.
Yes, darling, come on now. Take my arm.
Count Francis Kinski von Schick and Chetow. Oh, it sounded so splendid when we were presented to the Empress Maria Theresa. Music and dancing. The Hofburg Palace ablaze with light. Handsome officers. Dressed uniforms.
Come on, darling. You must be tired.
Oh, my dear. I shall pay them, you know. Everyone.
We've nothing to pay them with.
Oh, well, you understood. Well, then we must sell something.
The house?
We can't sell the house. We have nowhere to live.
There's Aunt Irma.
Oh, I'd sooner die.
It's all arranged, darling. There's no alternative.
You don't know my sister as I do. Wait till you've been there a few days. You'll soon see her.
I shan't be with you, Mother. Huh? You'll be going alone.
But where will
I have an interview the day after tomorrow with the Baroness von Suttner.
That creature, the nouveau riche. I didn't know you knew her.
I'm hoping to become governess to her two small daughters.
What? You? Governess to a social inferior? Oh, I've never heard anything so ridiculous. You're an authoress.
I can't earn enough to support her.
Not now, but once your novel is published.
I haven't finished writing it yet.
Then you must. I should give up roulette, behave myself.
Darling, it's too late.
Oh, Bertha, what have I done to her? Countess Sophie von Kinski, bankrupt, impoverished.
You must forget about titles, Mother.
Forget my... Bertha!
Fräulein Kinski for me from now on.
Guten Tag, Fräulein Kinski.
Guten Tag, my lady.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Now, this letter you sent me. Very little experience, you say.
I have done some teaching. Singing lessons, pianoforte, mime, deportment.
My children are training for comic opera, Fräulein.
I should be of little use to them if they were, Baroness von Suttner.
History, arithmetic, literature, languages. These are the subjects my husband
and I... In addition to these subjects, my lady, I speak Spanish, Russian, Italian...
You accent. Mean a smattering of each.
I read, write, and speak all of them fluently.
Is that so? You saw my advertisement in the Vienna newspaper.
Yes.
And you were under the impression, obviously, that restrictions were imposed for pure amusement.
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand what you mean.
It stated distinctly. Women under 30 need not apply.
As I am 33, I was unaffected.
Oh, come now. 25, maybe.
Any doubts may be settled by this birth certificate.
Documents, papers, without my lorgnette. Oh, we'll deal with those later. You did say Fräulein Kinski.
Yes.
Ha! Caught you out.
Exactly what do you mean?
I know. You know. Married or single, no governess in Austria over the age of 30 is referred to as Fräulein anymore. She becomes Frau. Isn't that so?
That was extremely stupid of me.
You see? I'm sharp. I have to be. With a son to safeguard.
From what, my lady?
Husband hunters.
How old is your son?
26.
A woman of 33 and a boy of 26. Forgive me, my lady, but I find the thought was ludicrous. Please give me credit for some.
Help Mother remember to tell her about the stairs. 3 flights. She'll never make it, Zelda. You do look a mess.
Why don't you?
You're broadening your elastic. They're all flopping round your knees.
But you are a fussy bub. First impressions, Trudy.
You know what Papa said.
Oh, I can't see it matters. They're no sooner here than they're gone again.
What's that smell?
Not me.
Father. Cigar smoke. He's showing her up to the schoolroom.
But he only does that when they're pretty.
33, how could she be?
Helping her up with her bath chair, most likely.
They're here.
Hide within the
street.
Please,
please
be quiet. Open up there. Ah, thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Fräulein Kinski, my daughters, Isolde and Ermentrude.
Good
Tag, Frau Kinski.
Frau.
Mama's instructions, Papa.
Ah, well, breakfast at 7:30. Look forward to seeing you then, Fräulein. Frau Kinski.
Thank you, Herr Baron.
Pig's brain sausage for breakfast, Papa.
Oh, how lovely.
Good, delicious. Mind you're not late.
I'll see her there. Well, what a lovely, bright, sunny room this is.
Oh, bright and sunny is still in the garden. Like a cell, this is. Meet the Countess of Monte Cristo.
Poor little prisoner. Well, how about a walk before breakfast?
Oh, can we? Oh, do you really mean it?
We've got to introduce ourselves, and we can do that just as well walking as sitting here.
All right, you've been asking all the questions so far. Now it's my turn.
Yes.
Well, now, tell me which lessons you like best.
None. All I want is to grow up fast and never have to learn another thing, ever.
Amen. But you never stop learning.
Papa and Mama don't learn anymore.
Of course they do. It's just as the process has become painless, they've learned how to learn.
Our brother Arthur is sick of learning things.
They're all his university exams, every time.
Well, then his heart can't be in it.
Well, that's true. He's always saying he'd rather be a writer.
Oh? Well, then what's stopping him?
Mama, I suppose.
Oh, well, we're going to learn the things we want to learn. And what's more, we're going to enjoy it.
What? Sums even?
Yes. Sums even.
Flower?
The pudding sort, not like these bluebells.
Ah, I see.
Everybody should know why they're doing things, says Falkenskeet. When people can't imagine, they should be allowed to see for themselves.
Well, that's possible. I couldn't agree more.
Well, you should have seen us. After our goblet's new and up to our noses in flour. We wade and shovel it into sacks.
I bet you enjoyed that.
Oh, gorgeous fun.
You like her, don't you?
I think she's pretty special. Don't you think she is?
Oh, I've hardly seen her. Breakfast, dinner. I haven't had a chance to talk yet.
I think she's very Mona Lisa-ish.
Oh, far more beautiful than the Mona Lisa.
So you have been looking.
Just a glance.
You're as bad as Papa.
Not unlike the Mona Lisa.
So you said, at breakfast.
Oh, did I?
In front of the children, what's more.
I was merely remarking how radiant she has become.
A woman in her position, greys and greens are most unsuitable. I must talk to her.
And the children, leaping ahead since she took over. My, that bread smells good.
Put that roll back on the dish, Sebastian, and wait for the others.
Damn it all, woman, I'm hungry.
You always are.
Can't we bang the gong again? 10 to 1, they didn't hear it stuck up there at the top of the house. Ta-da, 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 ta-da.
Must you do that?
Must do something. Where are those children? Out on one of their treks?
Wherever they are. They're in this house, somewhere.
How do you know that?
I've put an end to all that gallivanting.
Oh, you have you?
That woman only wanted to take them to see Fledermaus.
And why not? Do them good.
She's not here to do them good. She's here to instruct them.
At last your children were happy, and you put a stop to it.
There's no need to shock Sebastian. The servants soon get to know all that goes on here without you helping them all you can.
No wonder they're late for breakfast. You know what's going on up there in the schoolroom, I suppose. Mutiny. That's what, Amelia. Mutiny.
Listen to me, Trudy. Listen! Look, I know how resentful you feel. That is no reason for behaving like this. You cannot always have your own way. Trudy, now I'm going down to breakfast and you will stay here. Do you hear me? Control yourself. There is no need for all this. Oh! I miss you. I saw her, Trudy.
Will you go down to breakfast, Isolde? Make my apologies.
I can't leave you like that. Your hand is bleeding. Look, all down your dress.
Trudy will see to it. Thank you, Isolde.
But blood makes her faint. She bit me once, and when she saw the blood...
Oh, all right, Isolde.
Right.
Now, go down to breakfast and give them a lift.
Yes, all right.
Now, cold water in the basin, please, Trudy.
Don't let me see the blood. Oh, don't let me.
Cold water. Come on, be quick about it. Over my hand, where you fit it.
I can't.
Oh. If you can't, who else should be expected to give it attention? You did it. It's up to you to put it up.
I can't.
Judy, every morning and every evening, until this is healed, you will report to my room and dress this wound. Now, is that clear? You are inhuman, Falkinski. There's a cane in the schoolroom cupboard. A few strokes of that.
Meeting violence with violence. It's no good at all.
I should know. I've tried it.
Has caning cured Trudy?
Do you have revolutionary ideas on everything?
I abominate all forms of corporal punishment.
Well, just to know the cane was there, that was enough for Isolde.
Cane or no cane, Isolde has a sweet disposition. She'd have been just as she is without a cane being there at all.
Oh, I really don't see what you're driving at.
Oh, psychologically, your conclusions are groundless. Oh, good day, Hubert.
She's getting too big for her shoes. What is she on about half the time?
Phonograph.
Funny name.
Why didn't you listen?
That really does go round and round. Where does the music come from? Where?
Be quiet.
Boulot encourages us to be inquisitive.
Boulot? Who's Boulot?
My nickname for Frau Kinski.
But it means short and fat. Nobody could be taller and slimmer than Frau Kinski.
That's why, silly.
Oh, I see. Doesn't she mind you calling her that?
No, not one bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you come in.
Isolde has been telling me about your photograph. I'd love to hear it play sometime.
Oh, no time like the present.
Oh, yes, play it. No, not tonight. It's your bedtime, Trudy.
Oh, if you say it's time, then it's time. Good night, Arthur.
Hey, well, fancy needing Boulot to put you to bed.
Why don't?
I wanted to talk to her. I had a favor to ask her.
A favor?
As long as she tucks me in before I fall asleep.
Oh, we both will. In half an hour. All right?
Oh!
Well, a favor, you said?
I failed my examinations again. Did they tell you?
No.
How very discreet. Well, I have, and not by a hair's breadth either.
I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, don't offer me sympathy. I don't deserve to pass. I never do one stroke of real hard work.
Well, that's an honest admission.
The fact is, I come face to face with myself for the first time tonight. About time, don't you think?
Well, it happens to all of us sooner or later.
I've always wanted to be a writer.
Well, then, why not?
My mother had other ideas.
Your mother?
Arthur is to be a lawyer. It's as simple as that.
So you accepted the edict and toddled off to Graz University without a murmur.
Until now, it hasn't mattered over much. But where do I go from here?
Well, it seems to me you have two alternatives.
I have?
Yes, you can either say to yourself, I'm determined to become a lawyer, so I'll put my back into it and fail no more exams. Or...
Yes?
I know where I'm going, I know what I want, and I'm going to do it.
But which?
Well, speaking for myself, having come this far, I'd qualify if it killed me.
And then what?
After that, I'd do exactly what I wanted.
Thank you, Boulot. That's what I shall do.
Good. Now I really must go to Trudy.
Oh, no, not yet.
But I must...
Please, just one more thing. It's very important.
What is it?
Be my tutor.
In law, do you mean?
Yes.
But I know nothing
You're
about
the only one. The only one who could possibly...
I know my own limitations, Herr Baron.
If we went through it, every book, beginning to end, chapter and verse, together, I...
Where are your books?
Behind you. A wagon load on those shelves, there.
All those?
Yes.
May I...
Oh, help yourself.
Close my eyes and start. Now, what have we here? Elements of Jurisprudence. Grim title.
Grim contents.
Criminal and civil wrongs. Rights of ownership. Purpose of statutory law. Fascinates me.
It paralyzes me.
Something I've always felt I should take the trouble to try and understand.
Opportunity never knocks twice.
All right. We'll do it.
Blood. Oh.
But first, you obtain your mother's permission.
At my age? You honestly expect
your
me
mother
to...
is my employer.
Then let's compromise.
How?
Let's settle for fathers.
Very well. Now, how long before you return to Graz?
I'm not returning to Graz.
Oh?
I've transferred to Vienna University.
I see.
Well, a student must be near his tutor, mustn't he?
University, you said? Well, if he can't pass his exams after 6 years at Graz, I can't see that a change of university is going to help.
For heaven's sake, say I told you so, and be done with it.
Once, just once, I want to hear you admit the credit goes to Bulat.
Oh, well, we can't all be geniuses.
Sour grapes. Your son, a lawyer at last. Yet there you sit, like a witch condemned to the stake, face like thunder, dabbling with potions in teapots.
I might even throw a teapot if you don't stop this, Sebastian.
Pass the cream, will you, my dear?
Riddled with gout and eating cream.
Then why put it on the table? Put there to tantalize me, I suppose.
1 foot bound like an elephant's leg. Might as well have the other to match.
I'll have it better in time for the ball.
Ball? What ball?
Of course we must have a ball.
I've heard nothing about it.
I've only just thought of it.
I think you're a little drunk this afternoon, Sebastian.
Drunk? Of course I'm drunk. Been drunk all day. Guest number one. Boulot. Got that, Amelia? Boulot.
Frau Kinski? A word, if you please.
Yes, my lady.
The ball.
Yes, my lady.
My husband expects you to be there.
Oh, how very kind. Thank you very much.
As I said, the invitation came from my husband, not from me.
Then it is he I must thank.
That won't be necessary. I can pass on your message. You mustn't feel in any way obliged to attend, of course. Guns, the price they are, and a natural reluctance, I'm sure, to throw yourself into company of a higher social order.
But one should never submit to such natural misgivings, my lady. I must do my utmost to overcome them. Just to mingle for one night on such an elevated plane. I shall endeavor to fit in and cause no embarrassment.
Well, play it on your own head. Now, the orchestra. Herr Strauss. Has there been any message from him?
Yes, my lady. He will be free that evening. He and his players will be delighted to oblige.
Then we are very lucky. A man so sought after.
We were fortunate. A cancellation.
It's so long since we met.
Please, can you use my title?
Oh, why not?
Well, they know me only as Frau Kinski. I'm governess.
Oh, what goes on? Local colour for another of your novels?
Oh, one day, perhaps.
And what progress for the one you were writing when last we met?
Oh, it's not finished yet.
A novel to open the eyes of women to the true horrors of war. Brilliant idea. Admired your courage. We all did.
Courage?
That woman on a battlefield. Combat raging only a few yards away. Oh, my goodness, yes.
How can one tell others about such things? Unless one's seen it for oneself.
The first woman I've ever known to do such a thing.
Others will follow. And after that, who knows, we might begin to put an end to war altogether.
After you left our medical unit, where did you go?
Oh, I followed a trail of misery war leaves behind it. Cholera, typhus, poverty, widowhood, grief.
Lines
disablement.
So much in evidence, yet still they can't see.
And already, other wars threaten. We hear of the bigger, ghastlier war machines lined up and waiting for action.
So already, my garden is bringing up to date? Oh,
call on me anytime you like. We'll soon put that right. Oh, Arthur!
Dr. Henriksen, delighted to see you.
Well, from now on, I shall expect all legal advice absolutely free.
Then you'll be unlucky.
Oh, avaricious type, eh?
I might donate an autographed copy of my first book, once it's written and published.
Law books? No, thank you.
Who said anything about law? They were, makes me shudder.
This writing of yours, you are serious about it.
It's always been my ambition.
And who inspired you? Bertha?
I?
Well, who better to inspire than a fellow writer?
You mean... Bernard? You write?
I thought you two knew each other. I'm sorry. Let me introduce you. Fellow writer, meet fellow writer.
Withholding information.
Oh, lots of things about me you don't know.
I shall find out in time.
And what's this first book to be, eh? Technical, allegorical, fictional, historical...
You're thinking crazy. Of all things on this earth, I loathe war. And more than anything else, I want to force home the fact that basically all peoples are alike, regardless of language, creed, custom, habit. They know the same joys, the same fears, the same... What's wrong? What have I said?
You really don't know each other, do you?
Why? What?
Allow me. Fellow pacifist, meet fellow pacifist.
Is it true?
You just don't know how true.
Well, we can't talk here. The garden. Get over it. All these months we've talked of everything under the sun. Yet none of us ever mentioned.
The thing that meant most to us.
Haven't they been wonderful these past few months?
Yes.
I'm sorry it's all over.
So am I.
All day long, through lectures, or sitting in court, I've been longing for the moment when we'd be back in my study again, alone. With one of the servants popping in and out every 15 minutes, as per mother's instructions. What she thinks I got up to at Graz, heaven alone knows.
Wine, women, songs.
Non-stop, I'm ashamed to say.
Very natural.
That was by way of being a confession.
To me? I can't even understand.
I felt it only right you should know. Before I asked you to marry me.
I'm 33 years of age, Arthur.
You and I, Bertha, discovering things together, laughing together, for always.
But 7 years, your Caesar.
Goethe, your hero, and his Charlotta von Stein.
They never married.
Only because she was married already. Chopin, Georges Sand. Oh, Bonaparte and his Josephine. Do I have to go on?
Oh, my dear.
Eyes can speak, Bertha. And yours. Yours. I love you. No,
Bertha. Darling,
I love you.
Oh, your mother.
What about her?
She'll never consent.
As if that matters.
She'll do everything in her power.
Nothing more. In and out of love all the time. I know my son, Frau Kentke. As for you, you must have taken leave of your senses. 10 years from now, you'll be an old woman. What will happen then, when some younger woman comes along? You don't imagine for one moment...
You need say no more, Baroness von Suttner. I shall leave here today.
That suits me admirably.
It fits in excellently with plans I've made on your behalf.
Plans?
10 days ago, this advertisement appeared in the columns of the New Free Press. I shall read it to you. Elderly gentleman, wealthy and cultured, resident of Paris, wishes to meet lady of mature years, with view to her managing his household and serving as secretary. Requirement, fluency in English, German, French, and Italian, with some knowledge of legal procedure.
You actually had the audacity to apply for this post on my behalf?
I have been to considerable trouble on your behalf. I have here the letter that arrived this morning. It says, as Frau Kinski expects to be in Paris on the 18th...
But that's up to
her. I would suggest we meet at the Gare du Nord.
All my life, I never heard...
Please advise Frau Kinski that I shall wear a pink orchid in the customary habitat of floral appendages and await her arrival at the ticket barrier. Then comes a scrawl which passes for signature, which I have been at a loss to decipher. He also sent you this. It's a railway ticket to Paris, Frau Kinski.
I shall not require his ticket.
I sent a cable in your name confirming time of arrival.
In my name? You've never known my name, Baroness von Suttner. Any further documents you may feel compelled to forge on my behalf, the correct name is Bertha von Kinski, Countess of Schinnick and Petal. Good day to you.
Countess Schinnick.
Pardon, monsieur.
Mais oui, mademoiselle.
You are expecting Frau Kinski?
I am, yes. You have a message, perhaps? Frau Kinski is not coming.
I am Frau Kinski.
You? A lady of mature years.
I must speak with you, monsieur.
But your baggage, where is it?
Oh, this one small valise. There is no more. I have to explain, monsieur. I shall not be staying.
But all those letters back and forth. This morning's cable.
I offer apologies on the writer's behalf.
Well, we can't stand here. Supposing we...
Oh, no, I must inquire the time of the next train back.
It's obvious your mind's made up. What is the time? It's 8:10. The next one leaves in just over an hour, I believe.
I must get a ticket.
I'll take care of that.
But, monsieur...
Look, over there in that corner, the buffet. Supposing you go ahead, order coffee, tea, what you will, I'll join you.
Oh, you're very kind, monsieur.
What can I get you, Mandel?
A pot of coffee, please. Very strong and very black.
Anything to eat?
No, thank you.
One ticket to Vienna, first class. Train departs, 9:23.
Oh, that's very kind of you. What do I owe you, monsieur?
An explanation. Nothing more.
But I must pay for what
the
I owe.
Explanation, brother.
My reticule. I'd been put down at the station entrance. I was at a loss to know where to go. Train seemed as good a place as any to unravel my troubled thoughts. So I left my luggage at the luggage office, and there I am, monsieur.
Excuse me, monsieur, my face closed in 10 minutes' time.
Does it indeed? Oh, well, you'd better give me the chip.
Here, monsieur. Oh, thank you, monsieur.
What you need is a good night's sleep, young woman.
Oh, I shall sleep on the train.
I very much doubt it, with all this upset simmering inside you. No, I know what we'll do with you.
But, monsieur, you
don't have... This way, you're coming home with me.
But my train, the ticket...
Well, paste it in your scrapbook. Give you something to laugh at in a few years' time.
Oh, confound this stupid aggravating contraption. If Remington thinks these are going to catch on, he's bucking up a monkey tree. Come in.
Good morning, monsieur.
Ah, Countess von Kinsky. How are we this morning?
Oh, much better, thank you.
Remarkable what a night's sleep can do.
Or the stimulation of last night's conversation, perhaps.
You're a brilliant conversationalist, Countess. You've a fine brain, and you know how to use it. I can do with a few like you around me.
Oh, monsieur, you aren't tempting me, you know. I know it's all flattery, of course.
Nothing of the kind. Great deal of the time I'd be away. Give you ample time to finish your book. Tell me about it. The story and so on.
Well, in a way, it's a love story.
Love story?
It has to be. I want women to read it. How else could I induce them to do so?
Ah, cunning.
Women help promote wars with all their absurd ideas of glory. Once make them realize the truth, and they'll never condone their men going to war. Oh, it'll take time, I know, but it will work, I'm certain.
Well, I...
Perhaps like many others, you've never seen a battlefield.
I've seen more battlefields than you've seen fine petticoats.
But how could you have?
I'm a scientist. I thought you knew.
Monsieur!
I have factories in France, Italy, Germany, Sweden, America. You've letters bearing my signature. I thought you must know.
It was impossible to decipher, I understand. I never saw it myself.
Well, there it is.
Monsieur, you don't fit in with the picture of what people like that should look like.
I'm sorry about that, Bertie. What better way to end all wars than to invent some substance, some war machine so capable of wholesale destruction that war must become totally impossible?
I'd rather people were re-educated.
Oh, you credit all others with your high intelligence. That's not how they are.
Yes, but when you've invented it, who will take charge of your anti-belligerence?
That's for the politicians to decide.
Ah, you credit all politicians with your foresight and sanity. That's not how they are either, monsieur.
Touché.
My goodness, how we do argue.
Oh, stop. I like a good argument. Get on and finish your book. Let's get it published and see what it's capable of achieving. Convince me that people can be influenced by literature, and I'll give you my support. I'll do something to help you.
One of these days, I'll hold you to that.
I hope you will. I want you to.
Thank you, monsieur. Oh, but my book won't qualify under the heading of literature. It's got to be read and to be understood by women of very low intelligence. And this is what makes it, a difficult book to write.
In 7 days, I'll be back.
You know, it paralyzes me when you leave me in charge.
I don't believe it. You've learned more in 6 weeks than anybody else ever learned in 6 years. Let me have a look at you. Come on, round to the light. Been crying again.
Of course not, monsieur.
There was a letter from Vienna this morning. That got anything to do with it?
It was from Isolde. Arthur's been very ill.
You should have done as I told you, gone back and married him weeks ago.
I told you time and again why I can't.
Oh, this difference in age business. And I'm sick of all this vintage label stuff. Get your bonnet. I'll have an end of this shilly-shally.
Where are we going?
The station. Where else can you catch a train?
Oh, I'm going to miss you, Alfred.
Miss the blasted train and all if we don't watch it.
One of your top journalists. I'm very proud of you. Oh, look what came.
Oh, a letter. Not from...
Yes, the publisher.
Oh, what did old Pearson say?
Read it.
I have to inform you that my partner and I are delighted with the quality of everything submitted. Encouraged by the manner in which book sales are soaring, We're willing to put ourselves under contract to publish everything you care to write. Bertha, this is marvelous. It's just what we want.
Mm-hmm. And if he breaks the contract, I can sue him.
So. Poor wretched man. He little knows what's in store for him.
Poor wretched man, be hanged. It's a bestseller I'll be sending him. He won't realize it.
Who are you?
A friend of your son's, madame. A week ago, you wrote him a letter.
I did, indeed.
Offering to let bygones be bygones.
And not a word in reply.
Bertha and Arthur were away in Graz, attending the Countess Sophie's funeral.
Bertha's mother?
And your letter caught up with them there.
How do you know all this?
As I said, I'm a friend. And they've sent me ahead to, well, prepare the way, shall we say. At this very moment, they're the guests of the New Free Press, eating a very lavish luncheon at the town hall.
What kind of public function?
Why, they're fêting your famous daughter-in-law, madame.
Is Bertha that famous, then?
My dear Baroness, she's one of the leading lights in the world's greatest peace movement. London, Geneva, she's all over the place.
Oh.
To say nothing of the fame her book, Die Waffenschmiede, bought her. You've read it, of course.
I was quite shocked. Her misconception of all that goes on in battle.
Seeing is believing. See for yourself.
There.
See who's there. Here they are.
Ah, sir. My dearest boy.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, Mama. You should have been there. Jenna.
I thought you and your father were visiting the museum.
Oh, Mama, it was a white lie. I know, but you must see how important.
I'll talk
are.
To you later.
Good day, Baroness von Suttner.
Isn't it high time you called me Mama like the rest?
Oh, Mama.
Oh, my dear. I read your book and I think...
Look at Mama. Isn't it what a joy. Oh, what a shame.
You're anti-belligerent, Alfred. How's it coming along? Success yet?
Nearer, much nearer. In London right now, colleagues of mine are making rapid progress in atomic research.
Oh, well, that sounds harmless enough.
It may sound harmless. Anyway, that's where the answer lies, I feel certain. I only hope I live to see it.
Why, of course you will.
Whether I do or not, I'll have a finger in the pie.
Finger in what pie? You're up to something.
Bertha, I've made my will, and I'm keeping my promise to you.
Promise? Which promise?
If your book proves successful, I said I'd do something to help.
Oh, yes.
Well, after all the obvious bequests, it seems that there will be a £2 million surplus. This I've arranged to have invested. Every 5 years, the accumulated interest on that sum will be divided into prizes of about £8,000 each.
These people you aim to help, Alfred, who will they be?
A specially selected board will ferret them out from amongst the world's chemists, physicists, physiologists, and authors.
I see.
Men and women who have distinguished themselves in their own particular field. They'll be the ones most likely to go on progressing, the ones worth helping.
I think it's wonderful.
So far, I've only mentioned 4 awards. There are to be 5. The 5th was inspired by you.
But me?
It will be offered to the man or woman who will have promoted world peace most effectively during the 5-year period.
Oh, my dear. What can I say? I'm overwhelmed.
They'll be there long after we are gone, Bertha, carrying on your work with the same diligence, the same tremendous patience, the same understanding and compassion. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'd lead on to the world of tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, wondering who they'd be, your brilliant ones, what they would have achieved to win the award. Oh, they'll be a wonderful profession. A golden thread, weaving their way through time unimaginable. And one day, one of them, One of your Nobel Prize winners, Alfred. He'll make your dream come true. With your help, he'll invent your anti-belligerence. Oh, may it achieve all you expected. An end to all war.
I'm quite certain it will.
Be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.